Power Hour Nation. Wayne Elliott and Kevin Smith with you today. Kevin, you had a couple of more stories from the
I sure did.
News you wanted to bring out, so please do.
These are pretty crazy stories. I mean, just crazy, crazy stories. Black arm militants hold white drivers for reparations. One white driver scoffed and said, "What did I do to you?" A black radical militant group demanded reparations from white drivers at gunpoint while protesting march at the Confederate Memorial carving of Georgia and Independence Day. Yeah, there's a bunch of, it had been 10 of them. I saw the video of them. They stop white people in the car. They had all black masks over their face so nobody could see who they were. And they'd stop them and demand reparations for the white people right then and there. Extortion, whatever you want, theft, just crazy. And it was going on, and nobody did nothing about it. They just let it go.
It's terrorism. It's armed robbery.
It's armed robbery, yeah. What else? And nobody did nothing about it.
Well, in this country, armed robbery, I believe you get 10 years in prison for that.
Well, Black Lives Matter will get a medal for it. And then Natural News is saying that Black Lives Matter movement is only being directly funded by hundreds of UF corporations because they are well funded. There was at Stone Mountain, there was about 500 Antifa-like, Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to call it, all dressed in black, all looking pretty sharp. Every one of them had new AR-15s. You had 500 of these people walking down the things. And the BLM has spawned a new rise and even more extreme military groups that are pledging to overthrow the U.S. states like Texas. And hundreds of the members of the NFAC, and that stands for can't say that word, around coalition. Marched near Atlanta over the weekend, dressed all in black uniforms, carrying AR-15s and similar weapons, shouting their demands for defeating Texas and launching a new black mecca. They want sanctuary inside the United States, and they will take Texas any way they can get it. So, Trump, here's a wake-up call for you. You say you're going to end all this stuff. Let's get rocking on it and arrest these people and get rid of them.
It's just hard to believe this kind of talk and so forth in
nobody does nothing. Nobody does nothing about it. There's like 500 of them. I saw the video. And there's like four wide marching it went back at least, 300 feet of people. A lot of people, all dressed in black, carrying ARs, and one guy out front yelling and screaming what they want. Wow. In America, they're doing that. Wow. Trump, get your butt down there and do something. So.
Yeah, it's, well, I hope he does. Not like he doesn't have his hands full.
His plate full.
Guess,
yeah, he's got his plate full fighting the demons in Washington D.C. But now they're spreading out all America. The powers that be, the corporations, the one world government, the deep state, they want to crush the United States. They want to destroy it and take it over. So,
well, I just hope he does his usual, which is not backing up. He's not a guy who backs up.
No, he doesn't.
But they just keep managing to hogtie him somehow and detain him and delay him and hurdle him. But I do think, I believe that that he will clamp down on this. And I think he knows how. You guys have got all the forces and everything. And because let's face it, the majority of people, Kevin, aren't gang members. Aren't dope dealers, aren't prostitution
people.
Ring pimps or
yeah.
leaders. They're not terrorist organizations. The majority of people's good people. And then it's their rights that are being trampled on every day.
Oh, yeah, every
that
day.
These varmints get away with their stuff. I mean, I'd be afraid. I've never been afraid in my life, but I'd be afraid, to be honest with you, to go to any of these protests, knowing that some of these people are there, and maybe you're going to be the unlucky one shot, Kevin, or get hit in the side of the head, or run over. Or,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
And here's what the guy was yelling at the in the front of the, you know, that line of people. Black militant, let's see, Israeli arms. Oh, they're declaring death to Israel and death to America. Yeah, that's the people I want in America. I want people that are claiming death to Israel and America. Welcome.
Hey, Alan. How are you today?
Doing good, guys. Hey, if you let me relate a little story, I'm kind of relating to what you said a little bit earlier about, you know, why aren't they just sitting at home?
You go for it, buddy.
I had to go to the post office last week, and it was right before, you know, the governor, you know, down here in Texas, before he had his new lockdown orders, you know, spanking us. and so I was walking, just before I got to the door, this little guy in front of me, his hat blew off, and he reached down and picked it up, and then he looks up at me. And I'm just about to go into the post office, and I reach for the door, and he starts pointing at his face. And I looked at him, and I said, "Yes, that's a very nice mask. I really like that." And I started to go past him, and he goes, "You must wear a mask." He had like an Australian accent or something. You know, this is my little town that, you know, used to be, when I walked down the sidewalk, I was related to three-quarters of the people I met. You know, he says this, and I looked at him, and I said, "Screw you." I said, "I've got a medical background, and honestly, you look like a jackass." I went past him, you know, went through the first door, and was reaching for the second door, and he kind of comes almost in front of me, and he throws his hands on his hips, and he goes, "It's my life." And I
well, don't come
I
out.
Said,
don't go out if you're that scared if it's your life.
Yeah, that's great.
You stay in the house.
I said, "You know, so why aren't you sitting at home cowering in a corner in a puddle of piss?"
Yeah, exactly.
I
just walked on in. It was just
excellent.
That's what we're fighting against. Yeah. You know, these people who are just lemmings. They're just going along with what they're told. They're not using their brain.
Yeah, it's Pavlovian dog training.
It's compliance. Yes, compliance training.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do what
I've been enjoying y'all's talk. I'll let you get on with it. I just thought I'd relate that little story.
Well,
it kind of made my day
much.
To tell you the truth.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's great. I thank you for that, Alan. You know, they say the one emotion that with humans, the one emotion that we're unable to use our own common sense and logic is fear. So, you know,
I mean, these people...
I think that's why we're seeing what we're seeing, and they've just scared some people so badly that a lot of this just doesn't add up. I'm with you.
Yeah. I agree. You know, like I said, if you're so scared, stay at home.
Stay at home. Send somebody else out and get your stuff or do your chores or whatever it is.
With all due respect, and I understand if someone's scared, someone's got an ailment and they're on a higher risk list, by all means, you know, I wish we'd done a better job here in Canada in our seniors' homes.
That's a shame.
We should have been smart enough for that. Those people are approaching their, you know, the end of their life to start with. But the people who are afraid and who don't want to be exposed, they can stay in their home and have people deliver stuff and whatnot. And what about the rest? What about the young people? I mean, I don't know about you boys, but when I was young, you told me, well, there's no baseball this year, and there'll be no football in the fall, and you can't have your friends over, and no, you're not going there. No, you're not going to play in the park with the guys in the ball and glove. You can't go to the dance. There's none of that. And no, you're not going to the beach. Well, I don't know. I feel bad for the young people, what they're being deprived of, and I think that fear, Alan, is going to make this worse and last much longer than was truly necessary. I think we're going to see that in the end.
Now, you meet some of the people in the stores, and they act crazy that you don't have your mask on. You know, they're screaming, and you don't have a mask on. You don't have a mask on. Get out of here. Get out of here. It's like they panic or do something. Totally, totally brainwashed. Totally brainwashed.
Well, you know, we just, because we had, I don't even know why, Kevin, I don't believe we've had any spike here in Ontario. But every time, in fact, I think in Niagara, there was a new case on the weekend. One new case. Now, how many people died of cancer on the weekend here in Niagara? Or heart disease or
doesn't
car
make
crashes?
Any sense. I told
heart
the
lady. Attack, stroke.
I told the lady the death rate of this is 0.6%. Almost half a percent. That's 10 times, 20 times lower than the flu. You know, what are you getting all excited for? It's 20 tenths less than just the regular flu. And you're going crazy.
You know,
you can't talk to them. You know, they're set in their ways and they scream, yell, and then run out the store.
One of the smartest experts I saw on psychology and so forth, a very learned PhD, he gave about a 3 or 4 minute talk, and then he said, at the base of this all is most people's fear of their own mortality. We can say it's our mom, we can say it's Aunt Mabel.
Yeah, absolutely.
But at the base of it, it's fear of our own mentality. Mm-hmm. Mortality, rather.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not saying that isn't understandable, but Kevin, there's a whole lot of things if you want to be afraid that you can be afraid of. Look out for the bus. Look out for the cars.
That's right.
My God, you know, don't go in anybody else's car. Don't get in a train, a plane, a GO train, or a subway. You know, at some point, and especially with the young people. What about life? What about the freedom I was promised here to go to the park if I want or play ball?
Is that worth your freedom? I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to turn out that it is, Kevin, because honestly, the numbers, which I do not believe, and I've looked at a lot of things and read a lot of things and since this all began, Kevin, and talked to doctors on the radio and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And Fauci's own letter, Dr. Fauci's own letter, son of a gun. I just couldn't believe it myself, that letter. But so in good conscience, I cannot believe the numbers are factual.
No.
There is a big difference, as that first lady doctor came out and said, I think in Minnesota, there's a big difference dying from corona and dying with corona.
Right, exactly.
And she said, when you don't even test to start with, call it from corona?
And they get money. If you're at the hospital, you get $15,000 if you put corona, that he has corona. And if you intubate him, you get $45,000 more or somewhere around that. So that's an incentive to put people under.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm convinced.
Follow the money.
If I wasn't before, Kevin, I always figured the root of all evil is money, but I think, you know, maybe the second root, or maybe it's related, connected, I don't know, is power.
Power.
You know, power it seems to be big, but my God, as the days go by, I cannot believe how dirty this politics can get.
Oh, they're
they just found some Democrats. Now, I don't understand this. This must have been for one of the primary votes. But some Democrat workers were, I'll tell you the wording, and you'll know exactly what it means, I guess, but they improperly, illegally, were harvesting votes.
Yep.
And I guess this was the mail votes and sending out bundles of them, it said.
Yeah.
And they refused to resign.
The ones
that have been caught
didn't
deny it. They were caught red-handed.
Yeah, in New Jersey.
Refused to resign.
Well, the Fed's got to come in because they can't do. They're breaking state law and the federal law. So if the Feds come in, they can knock them out. Jersey.
But you see this liberal thinking, though, Kevin.
Yeah.
Not only not only aren't they worried, I guess, about being charged and the law getting the full extent of the law, but they're not even going to resign, they said.
No, they got all their people in place, and none of their people are going to do anything. So the feds are going to have to go in and take it. What did you guys celebrate the 4th of July up there? What did you guys do up there?
Anything? July 1st. I was thinking it was Victoria Day. I was wrong. Victoria is the Queen's mother's birthday, and that's May 24th, and that's when we have our Firecracker Day. That's what I used to call it as a kid, Firecracker Day. It was actually Victoria Day. July 1st is Canada Day. We celebrate our
beer?
The country every year, yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't become a country till 1867 is when we became our own
country.
Or was it 1867 now? Or I know when I was a kid in grade school, we got our own flag. Maybe it was 1967, Kevin. Jesus.
I don't know. I don't know too much about Canada.
I'm not a big history guy myself. I can't believe I forgot that. But wait a minute, 19. It's 1867.
Yeah, it's got to be 1867.
We had our 100-year anniversary with Expo 67 in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're just 100 and, what are we? I don't know, we're 150 years old now. Yeah, we are. We had our 150th birthday a couple of years ago. So we're a much newer, independent, younger independent country than America is.
Yeah. Well, the Dems around here are really pissed off at everybody for the 4th of July. Because, you know, a lot of the cities around here shut down and did not have the fireworks. Did you know that? They canceled our fireworks in a lot of these big cities.
They did, Kevin, for the first. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. They don't want the crowds together.
No, that's exactly right. But the Americans went out there and they shot off fireworks like nobody's business. There's of L.A., you know, they put a $15,000 fine for anybody shooting off fireworks in L.A. And there was a helicopter going over the, taking some film at night of L.A. There's fireworks going off everywhere in L.A. They were just telling the powers that be to stick it. They're just saying, screw you. We're firing off these fireworks. We're not going to go along with your commie stuff. That's why these people are going to lose. These commies are going to lose. In the long run, they are going down. Ain't no two ways about it. Yeah, they've made some headway here because nobody's really stood up to them. But, you know, down the road, yeah, you'll see some pushback, buddies. You'll see some pushback.
I wish the same thing in Canada as the United States that, I know President Trump's not a seasoned politician, and he's a character, that's for sure. But if people could just get past being offended by, if they are, offended by him or his rough edges, you know. I'm more focused on what he's trying to do and what he has done and what he intends to do. And truthfully, Canada's the tail, the United States is the dog, so... what's good for America is generally good for Canada, and I think it's only a good chance might be Kevin not to take any back steps, but rather just keep moving forward.
Oh yeah, I'm for that.
Yep, get tough with these, and if it offends the liberals that you're getting tough with criminals, well, I don't even know what to say about that. But that's their problem, I'd say.
And he's got to do it. He's got to do it before the election. You know, we're four months away from the election. He's got to show something to his base that, hey, I'm doing something. If he arrests all those people and puts a stop to this rioting and does all that stuff, the base will go nuts and reelect him, you know, a gajillion to one, you know? Nobody wants. The Democrats
sure
don't want this rioting. The Democrats don't want the rioting, the destructions. It's only the commies that want the destruction.
Right. Well, you have to be nuts. You'd have to, like you said, trying to destroy people, property, and the country by doing this kind of thing. So, I hope a lot of people will wake up and become aware of this, that no, communist countries aren't our friends.
No, and, they're not.
Never were. It's one thing to use them, but boy, God, you can't do it to the point of them taking you over and taking over your economy and your jobs.
And your freedom. So, you know, taking away your freedom.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a ton of reasons, and just to help some folks out, if we can, Kevin, the anxiety, stress, fear, losing your job, and being unsure about your job. Some people are going to have long careers already, and they won't be called back to their job. There's plenty of things that a person could get anxious about. Just would like to mention, folks, do your best to get some exercise. It does not need to be strenuous. A stroll, a light stroll on the bicycle.
Yeah, get outside in the sun.
Get in the sun, dig in the garden for a half an hour. Anything like that is just good for you to keep moving and try and eat as nutritious as you can. Stay away from the packaged foods and the crackers and all this kind of thing, the cupcakes and refined sugar. And I love it, so I know it's natural to like it, but it's no good for us. Get some good supplements. You got to keep your immune system strong. And for anxiety, Dr. Pfeiffer's Tranquil formula. It's just an excellent formula, and it goes to the root of the problem. This doesn't somehow dope you up or dope you down or anything like that, like you hear with some pharmaceuticals and other products. This just goes to the root of the problem with vitamins, minerals, and herbs to go to the root of the problem. So you are just, I can tell you from my experience and those that I've done my own little study with, trial with, it just turns things down a notch, and it does help then to think clearer and organize yourself and try and plan out what you're going to do. So Tranquil, it's called. You can get it at The Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Great product by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. And another product that I've trialed for longer, Kevin, with now it's over 45 people, is the REM Sleep. Just a great product, folks. You'll sleep like a baby, and its effectiveness does not wear off. You don't need more. It doesn't stop working. REM Sleep, The Power Mall. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back one more time after these words.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hello again. We're back with you. Wayne Elliott from the North Shore of Lake Erie in Ontario, Canada, and Kevin Smith down in Bloomfield, Missouri. We're talking about many things, and we were talking about products. Kevin and I, we were just talking about the cleanses that Kevin has taken from the Strauss line and what I'm doing and have always done, just having a great discussion about it during the break there. Yeah, they truly are incredible products, folks, that that work. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, 100% safe. And I swear with my own life many times to people in person on the radio, and I do it without hesitation because of what I've seen with these Strauss products. And starting with me, of course, I was the first in my experience to have them and change my life. We were talking, Kevin and I, about he had an experience with the heart drops where he felt it felt like a rush of blood or rush of oxygen
yeah.
in his chest. And I said, I'll never forget, Kevin, when that happened. I was pretty blocked up with plaque, and I will never forget the day. It was in the afternoon, too. I was in my bedroom. I just got off the telephone, and there was no pain with it, Kevin. I remember it so clearly, but it was a strange feeling. And I believe at that point, and that was a few months into the heart drops, in that particular vessel, vein, artery, I'll never know, it unblocked, and I had blood flow, and I could feel it. I've never felt anything like that before or since, and as I say, there was no pain associated with it whatsoever. But and then, as you said, Kevin, same as with you, the energy then, you know, began to ramp up, and that was quite a remarkable, speaking for myself now, it was a remarkable first year, I can tell you that, 24 or so years ago on the Strauss heart drops. I just, it went up and up, mine did, Kevin, for, I guess, you know, had 6 or 8 months steady as I was increasing my blood flow every single dose. And fabulous, really. I mean, I had too much energy for my own good, truthfully. Different times, Strauss said to me that, you know, you need to sleep, Wayne. You need to sleep more. And I just had so much energy that I hadn't had in quite a long time, really. I was only in my early 40s, but it had been, you know, 6-7 years since I was myself and full of energy and so forth. And so, you know, I'll never forget what happened to me. And that's why I've never quit talking about Jim Strauss and, of course, his heart drops that saved my life and changed it forever. And all the other products that I've been involved with years ago with him, that now there's just a few of those originals back available. And I was sure happy about that. The kidney blood pressure, the CardioCom, and the bladder and prostate coming, two separate formulas. Both great. Took them both many years ago. My mom and dad both helped tremendously by my mom with the bladder and my dad with his prostate. Tremendously. Canceled surgeries, Kevin. No more pills.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, the worst that could happen to you really is you'll get up less often in the night, or you might not get up at all. And I find that through the day, since I started taking the kidney, I'm still waiting for my first bottle of bladder again, too. But since I took the kidney, I'm not using the bathroom even as many times through the day, Kevin. So, you know, our capacity, I guess, is larger than when we've got bacteria and we need a cleanse.
Yeah.
You know, we've increased our capacity as well. And it's a lot better, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We were talking off the air during the break a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was, and you were asking me, because I've been taking heart drops for 6 months now, and he says, did you ever feel that rush of oxygen? And I said, no, I've never felt it. And then you told me, how much am I taking? I said, one or two drops. And then you told me, well, you should double it or do a little bit more. So I doubled it and nothing really happened until one night when I was doing push-ups on the ground. All of a sudden I did twice as many as I could normally do. And I finally felt that rush of oxygen that you were talking about.
Yeah, you must have had a blockage yourself.
I must have had something.
There.
Yes, yeah. I had something somewhere because now I can do twice as many push-ups, twice as many sit-ups, and yeah. You're absolutely right, and all I did was double the amount of the heart drops that I was taking.
Well, you know, we learned, and at least I learned, both from reports in more recent years, Kevin, and my own experience 24 or so years ago. They recommend these days that you take more, a larger dosage of Strauss heart drops than they did back when I first took it, because I know I was jammed up good, but with plaque or bad. But it took me till I verified with my blood test that I was clear, because my blood cholesterol level went back down to where it should be. It's where it started too, because when you're in trouble with cholesterol, it's not in your blood; it's stuck somewhere. That's where it does you the harm.
Yeah, the capillaries that go to your lungs or whatever probably clogged up with something. I don't know what it did, but whatever it did, it was wonderful. Cleaned it all out.
Well, the thing of it is, they test our blood cholesterol, level. Well, Kevin, cholesterol does not harm you floating in your blood. It may be moving to your disposal plant for you to get rid of it if it's excess.
Yes.
That's certainly where it has to travel when you dissolve it using the Strauss heart drops. It has to travel in your blood. It's the only way. It's the only highway. So.
Yep.
When you take Strauss heart drops, if you need them, you should expect your blood cholesterol level to go up for a period of time, because it's dissolving that plaque and safely passing it through your bloodstream so you get rid of it where you get rid of your other waste in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way it works. So I only know how I did because of the first time in my life I ever went for regular blood tests about every 3, 4, or 5 months, Kevin. It wasn't absolutely regular, but it was, you know, 3 to 6 months, let's say. And I watched it go up. I watched it stay triple the level that I was at when I didn't feel well, and they would never have given me a pill because I had low blood cholesterol. 8 out of 10 heart attack victims do have low, not high blood cholesterol.
Not high, yeah.
So if the statin drugs worked, we're mostly treating the wrong people anyway.
Yeah, they are. But, it's called the, what is it called? The cholesterol hoax.
The cholesterol myth.
Yeah, the cholesterol myth.
And that myth is that there's something dangerous about cholesterol floating in your blood.
And there's not.
So that's all they can test unless they do an angiogram and go inside with dye and see the blockage.
Yeah.
That's the issue. So when it took me over 2 years, Kevin, to get back down to a low blood cholesterol level because I'd finished dissolving everything out, it was 2 years. Well,
wow.
They have proof since that I could have done it in less time, or that the average person could, because what they've done is more than doubled the dose from those days. I think that's probably 60% more in each dose than in those days. And what's happening is it's working faster. That makes sense to me, Kevin, if you think Adreno and your clogged sink.
Yeah.
Or your bathtub.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just had to do this a couple of months ago, and I poured a half a bottle in, and it worked some, but it didn't really take the water away. And when I put the second half of bigger half of the bottle in, it cleared it. So, you know, just the same kind of thinking, really. The heart drops dissolve that plaque. That's what they do. Like Drano dissolves what's stuck in your drain and then safely passes it. So taking the larger dose, especially at first, is a smart thing, Kevin. What you started doing was a smart thing.
Yeah. Well, you told me to do
it.
You told me to do it.
Yeah. Well, it can't hurt you. It's like saying, Kevin, go ahead. Have an extra 6 spears of asparagus for supper. That's all right.
And cholesterol. Cholesterol is food for your brain. That's what your brain feeds. You know, that's nutrition for your brain. So, yeah. Cholesterol is good for you.
Oh, yeah. We need it. Or our liver wouldn't produce it.
Yeah,
see?
Absolutely.
We need it. It's just people like me, whatever, it was obviously hereditary because it ran in my family, but diet, all the milk and everything else, you know, I was prone to it, Kevin, so I don't want it back either. I don't want 5% restriction.
No.
I don't want 15. I'd like to have zero, if you thank you. As you get older, why would you want to reduce your odds?
No, I'm going to stay on that for the rest of my life, for sure.
Me too.
It's easy.
So anyway,
and I'm used to the taste. I like the cinnamon better than I like the regular. I don't know about you, but I like the cinnamon better.
Me too.
It's a little bit more tolerable, and now it's sort of, I like it now. You know, it tastes good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, after 100 and whatever bottles I took of the original, first I was suspect. I thought, no, I don't want to mess with it, you know. And I talked to Pete Strauss. He said, no, Wayne, it's just cinnamon flavor. It has nothing to do with the efficacy, the way it'll work. So I said, all right, I'm going to try one. To be honest with you, Kevin, I think I'm on my 6th or 7th bottle of cinnamon flavor.
Well, cinnamon's supposedly good for diabetes, too. How much cinnamon did they put
in?
You should ask the makers of it, you know, what's going on there? Is there enough to help you with your diabetes?
Well, any is enough to help. It doesn't mean it fixes it or anything, but it's like saying, am I better off having a small salad or no salad? You know, of course you're better having a small salad than no salad. Same kind of thing, so you can't go wrong. And I you know something, Kevin? For that reason, I'm going to keep taking the cinnamon flavor. I've decided for myself.
Yeah, me too.
For that reason, because I see it as an added potential benefit. You know, I've always eaten too many sweets, too. I've told you that before. And
I've seen it.
I haven't done myself the most favors.
I've seen it. You plow them down.
Yeah, you have. In fact, you have. I forgot. You witnessed it. You're an eyewitness, boy. So I try, but I'm not. I wasn't blessed with too much willpower. I could throw and kick a ball like a son of a gun, but my willpower was weak, Kevin.
If I have another one of your donuts, do you? No, go right ahead.
God, when they first came out with those Krispy Kremes, those ones that are just soaked and the honey dipped, how many dozens of those I ate, but anyway.
Yeah, in the morning, the box was empty. In the morning, the box was empty, so that's all I got to say.
Yeah, and you know, that's the worst or the best blood thickener is sugar in its various forms. It'll thicken your blood like nothing else. And the best blood thinner, Kevin, will always be water, but thankfully the Strauss Heart Drops with the aged garlic extract that have a great effect on that too. I just know, Kevin, it would have, I'd have been a long time gone now without those Strossart drops, and I'd have wanted to too. You know, I remember the last few years when I didn't have the energy or the will to do the things I really truly wanted to do in my heart. Go out and play football with the boys, be, you know, quarterback both teams I used to do, and just didn't have it to climb in ship's gangway. Oh boy. I
how'd you work on doing that?
Not very well, Kevin. I got that Henry Ford the second ship. It was my responsibility to go and inspect it, and I just couldn't bring myself to crawl any tanks. I didn't even open a tank cover. And didn't it turn out that the whole stern bilge, this wasn't legal per se, but what they'd done was use the entire stern bilge, the bottom of the stern of the ship, for used oil and grease. And, oh, boy, what a time we had with that. That was the first diesel engine on the Great Lakes, was the Henry Ford II, Samuel Mather. So, no, I couldn't do my job very well. I hated climbing the accommodation ladder just to get on deck. You know, what a difference, Kevin. I mean, that it just changed my life. And, of course, part of my pleasure has been doing things like this where I know I'm just the messenger, but I like to think that I'm a small part of in helping other people
helping
what I got.
Oh, yeah, helping other people where it's at.
You know, if you can get what I got, my dad, my mom, and, my mom died in her 88th year and just had the healthiest trip up to that point, boy. She'd walk that boardwalk in Florida 2 miles, sometimes twice a day, and Strossart drops, you know, without them, both my mom and dad. I wish I had them for my grandparents, my cousin, my uncle, Kevin,
Everybody
I wish I'd known about them or they were around back then. There's a lot of people I could have tried to help, you know.
Yeah, I tell everybody over 40, you should start taking it just as a preventative, you know.
You know, if nothing else, you know what's a great test, Kevin? You know what's a great test? A large bottle, okay, that should last the average person, 3 months, really, a large bottle. Take that. And if you haven't felt some difference when you're before you're finished that bottle, don't get any more.
Don't get any more.
You obviously didn't have a problem. If you've got those creases on your earlobes, Frank's crease, if you want to look that up, folks, you can Google Frank's crease, it's called, and you can look it up. It tells you the whole story. You'll see a picture of an earlobe with a crease on it. I got one on both of my ears. And if you do, that's nature's best indicator that you have arterial clogging, plaque, cholesterol on both sides.
After the show, everybody go to the mirror and see if you got those creases.
If you got one in one ear, that's the side that you're clogged up. This was proved at Harvard in 1972 or 3. You can look it up. And recently, a major study involving a lot of people in Denmark. That study, I think, was published in, it might have been 2008, or they started the study period in 2008. But in any event, more recently, and it was same results. It was not only the best indicator, the earlobe crease, but it was better than all of the others put together. Triglycerides, smoking, obesity, hereditary, environment, cholesterol, blood level, all these things together weren't the reliable indicator that those creases, those lines on your earlobes. They can be straight up and down. In other words, go from top to bottom of your lobe, that little fatty part on the bottom of your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Or more commonly, or I'd say more commonly in my experience, as with mine, they're on an angle, maybe on a 45 or a 60 degree angle on your ear.
That's what
some
mine
people
are.
Don't have them for the full lobe, Kevin. They'll have it halfway. Well, my guess is that you know you're best to take a bottle and see how you feel, because it generally will become a full earlobe crease, go from top to bottom of your earlobe.
And then after you do get cleaned out, that crease still stays there, correct?
Oh yes,
The crease is there. Once it's there,
if you're aware of it, nature gives you the signal, and if you know what to do, you can do something about it. And otherwise, it's a sign of trouble ahead, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, when I found this out from Jim Strauss 20-odd years ago, Kevin, I went and I looked at all my pictures of my grandfather, one grandfather, and the one grandmother had hardening of the arteries and, you know, wasn't, she was here but not there, if you know what I mean, for years and years.
Yeah, absolutely.
My uncle. I looked at everybody who'd passed with heart disease, and sure enough, earlobe creases, you know. My grandfather, who went the youngest, just deep earlobe creases. Some people looks like their earlobe has been slit previously with a knife or something.
Yeah.
They're that pronounced. And I have small earlobes, but there's no mistake in the creases. A lot of ladies, Kevin, think it's from their pierced earrings. It isn't.
No.
It is a distinct, separate line. It won't
Correct.
Be in the same. That those earrings sometimes can stretch those holes that they make for the earrings. And that's straight up and down. Usually you'll see, if you have them, you'll see a distinct other line, and it's got nothing to do with your earrings. So
yeah, that's
your
an
best
easy
indicator.
Fix. And the great thing about it, it's an easy fix. Go get a, like you said, go get a big bottle of that and try it out.
Well, it's painless, Kevin. That's what I like. I got big resistance, honestly, Kevin, for them injecting me with anything, for them cutting into me. I won't take their chemical drugs. I wouldn't never go on chemo or radiation.
Or
I'm just against all that. And, you know, I have my ways, and they're natural to deal with any issues that I get or my friends or family get. And I'm just afraid of all that because it's a, in my opinion, it's a crapshoot because no two of us are the same to start with. How the hell do they know how much to give me? And
they don't.
You know, all those germs that are in hospitals because it's, there's sick people there, of course. I just, I try and stay away from them. So, you know, this is no disrespect to doctors and nurses, that's for sure, or hospital staff. We'd be in trouble without these people, especially mechanically. If you get smashed up in a car crash, Kevin, boy, you need the doctors and nurses to put you together, you know. But when it comes to disease, I've chosen to go the other way through what I've learned from Jim. And all I can say is I'm thankful every day, Kevin, that I met that man, and previous to that, that I was introduced to a Strauss Heart Drops.
I love the products. I love them all. I've taken a lot of them, and boy, they've really worked for me. So I'm pleased.
I tell you what a great. I don't know when Father's Day is, but it might have passed already.
What a great present.
What a great gift, though, for your dad or your mom.
Or your mom.
And listen, if a person, man or woman, and women have 51% of heart attacks now, it's hard to believe, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
But if a mom, a dad, a sister, any person you know or you care for that has had any issues with their heart, if they have diabetes, if they have angina and been told they have some problems, if they've had open heart surgery, if they have an irregular heartbeat, if they've got bluish gray skin or lips, I swear to you, the Strauss Heart Drops are what you must try. It's painless. It's safe, 100% safe. Health Canada said that over 20 years ago, and the FDA.
Yes.
They're approved in there and some other countries as well. And so they're safe, just as safe as the veggies out of your garden, especially if you're not using chemicals or any of the chemical treatments or fertilizers on them, because that's not what's used on the Strauss products. They're 100% natural. And so instead of seeking to change our body's functions and systems and organs, Kevin, to deal with symptoms, these are like your foods that go to support your body's own functions and systems to do what they're supposed to do.
Yep, clean
Just
them all out.
As simple as that. So some of these cleanses, and it's because of our food, the environment, our behavior, this and that, habits, you know, whatever reasons that we got out of sorts with our health, this, you know, this for me has been the answer. And if I had to sum up their products and what they really do best is that they would, you'd have to say they are cleanses. They're in some of the products, bacteria killers. They have antibiotic herbs in them. And in the, of course, in the case of the Strauss Heart Drops, it's just magic to dissolve plaque from cholesterol, dissolve fatty strings of fat in the carotid arteries, and dissolve calcium on our joints that we might think is arthritis, because it's like sandpaper. And when we rub or move our shoulder and the sandpaper-like calcium rubs against our soft tissues, that's been many times diagnosed for arthritis. And I got a dear old friend just died in his 99th year, just a week or two ago, a local man here. And he was about 80, Kevin, when he told me the bad arthritis he had in his shoulder. And he was taking a bunch of Tylenol pills every day. I mean a bunch, because he was in pain. And he started on the Strauss heart drops. Well, he took them every day of his life after that. Jack did, and he died at 99 years old last week. And, you know, it wasn't arthritis. He never had trouble with his shoulder again. So it's never too late either. There's been many people in their early 80s, I can tell you, that I've been involved with that, you know. It's like changing the filters, Kevin, in your vehicle, in your furnace, in your tractor, your equipment. If you didn't change the oil, change the filters and so forth, and do a cleanse, so to speak, change the whole hoses with holes in them and so forth, the Freon and whatever, it wouldn't run. So to expect our bodies to continue to run well when we do get things like clogged arteries and veins and vessels, and we do get weak livers and kidneys and tough digestive systems. There's some great probiotics on the market, but I'll tell you, there's nothing better, as Jim Strauss always taught me, than the simplest, cheapest, safest thing that you can do. The strongest probiotic, stronger than anything you can buy, is European sauerkraut, made with two ingredients.
I love
green cabbage
sauerkraut.
And sea salt.
Yeah,
well,
love it.
You want to, that'll do more for you than just that. If you had ulcers, bleeding ulcers, it'll
fix
you, and it'll do it in 10 days. There's the music again, Kevin. We're all done. Thank you
that
for joining
quick.
Us today, folks.
Yeah, thank
our
you.
Our pleasure.
It
was,
sure was.
A good show. I thank you. God bless, and I hope everybody stays safe. See you the next time.
Yep, absolutely.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.